Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580. Coming up next, our opening market report.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bazdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Dave Dickey returns on Monday, and he'll have some exciting things, I'm sure, to tell you about what he's been up to for the last day or so. Let's take a look right now at the resumption of prices on the, well, first of all, Kansas City wheat exchange. And we saw that the March wheat contract opened at 375. That was up 2.25 in July. Opened at 376.5, up 2, and out of the Board of Trade, where the March wheat contract opened at 327.5, up 1. May at 338.5, up 1.5, and July opened at 346.5, up 1/2. The December 06 wheat contract opened unchanged at 368.5. March corn on the Board of Trade opened at 205. That was unchanged. May, 215, up 1/4. July, down 1/4 at 223.5. September opened up 1 at 233. December and March 07, December 06, first of all, opening unchanged at 242.25. And March 07 corn unchanged at 249.5. The March oats contract up 2, 189.75. May opened up 0.5 at 183.5. March soybeans opened up 2 at 567. The May contract opened up 1.25 at 577. July opened at 586. That was up 2. August also up 2 on the open at 588. And September soybeans up 3.5 to 591. November at 2, make that to 597, up 2.75 on the open in November 06. Soybeans there opening up 2.75. The March soybean meal contract opened up 60 at 179. And May opened up 50 at 181. March soybean oil opened at 21.10, up 2. And the May oil contract at 21.48 was up 1 on the open. And over on the Merc, the January feeder cattle opened at 112 even, down 45. March at 111.30, down 40 on the open. And the April contract opened down 57.5 at 111.75. Live cattle for February opened at 95.15, down 97.5. And the April contract down a dollar at 93.65. February lean hogs opened up 55 at 59.20. April opened up 67.5 at 64.25. The May contract opened at 67 even, up 20. And June at 70.25, up 40 on the open. Frozen pork bellies for February opened down 12.5 at 82.42.5. And the March contract was up 17.5 on the open at 81.62.5.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Yeah, now let's get on the telephone, and I think Mike Zuzulo is with us this morning. Right, Mike?
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. And, Mike, we're seeing some fast trading. Numbers have turned down right now. March wheat on the Kansas City Exchange down 3.25. The July contract down 3.25 after some higher opens. And wheat on the Board of Trade trading anywhere, well, it's ranging right about a one lower right now, and the corn contracts anywhere from unchanged to down 0.5, and soybeans, we're seeing some green there, up 2.75 to 4 cents right now. Is that about what you expected?
Yeah, we were hoping for this, Jay. We were hoping that the demand would come in. You know, you folks had and were part of a real nice meeting in Pontiac this past week, and we had talked about three things really needing to happen here for the next 30 days to give us some support in these markets and not have to really go too much lower. Wheat needed to bottom in KC on some weather problems. That's starting to take hold. We saw that especially on yesterday. And we got a little bit of an added bonus where Iraq might be back in terms of tendering for some wheat from the United States. Beans needed to get some good demand underneath them when it comes to this price break and when it comes to the fact that South America, this next 30-day time period, is busier harvesting new crop than they really are shipping out old crop into the export market. And we sure got that today with the huge, huge number on export sales of over 1.3 million metric tons. That was double the lowest range of expectations. So that really helps us out a lot as far as bringing that better demand idea back to it. And then the outside markets we talked about a lot in Pontiac. Had a lot of good questions there about the outside markets. Crude and gold have been able to find some upside. Gold had a very nice day yesterday. It's made some new contract highs today in the February futures. Now backed off that. It's still up a couple dollars an ounce. But the crude oil has not backed off at all. It's back up over a dollar. March crude is now trading close to 68.50, and that's close to those old highs that we were used to seeing. So what that all means is we've got the factors and the groundwork laid to get a little bit of a bounce here. We think it's a bounce and a rally that you need to sell if you've got 05 corn or 05 beans. We really want to now watch the moving averages because the Chicago people we talk to say, okay, you got these things that are in play you've been telling us about. Now it's up to the moving averages and the technicians to build upon these fundamentals and these short-term issues and really build a case that we can get something underneath us, meaning we need those futures prices to go back up above the 50-day moving averages. East corn tested it yesterday and failed. It's back around it right now. March wheat is testing it as we speak. So I think probably what we're looking at now, Jay, is the rest of the day, the trade is not going to be too convinced one way or the other until they see the net effect and the result of these moving averages and where we sit at the end of the day.
Okay, so what kind of strategy are you advising?
Well, again, 05, we want to be sellers. You know, we're picking a target in May beans of around 590 to do catch up if you still got some there. We're picking a target around 220 in May corn if you've got 05 there. You know, the May corn could be a little bit more loose because you do have the wheat on your side if you're a wheat corn trader, and wheat goes up sharply in Kansas City and Chicago sees spillover in its wheat complex, and corn might feel some of that positive gain. So you might want to be, you know, a scale-up seller more in the May corn from 220 to 230, something like that for right now. But I think the 06 is what we're really concentrating on. We've got negativity in the moving averages and negativity in the fundamentals for these 06 corn. We're outright selling futures at this point for producers that already have calls bought and using a tight stop. So 06 hedges we're working on right now, doing catch-up today. The 06 beans, we're going to wait to see if we can't get back up above $6, but make some catch-up sales there as well.
All right. Mike, anything else you want to touch on this morning?
Well, we got the Dow down 107 mm-hmm. right now, and we're wondering whether there's some more political news out there or whether there's an economic report that slipped underneath our radar screen. So we're going to be watching that, maybe follow up in the afternoon comments on that.
All right. And you'll be on again in the closing market report at 2:06 this afternoon.
You bet. Thanks,
Thank
Jay.
You, sir. All right. Have yourself a good weekend.
You too, sir.
All righty. And that's Mike Zuzulo. He joins us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, on the Friday market reports, the opening and, of course, the closing market report. Let's take a look at how the numbers are going now in Kansas City for the March wheat contract. 380, and that's down 3. The March wheat contract on the Chicago Board of Trade at 324.5, down 2. The May contract at 335 is down 2. March corn at 205 unchanged. May unchanged right now at 214.75. July unchanged at 223.75. September corn is at 232.25, and that's up a quarter. The March soybeans at 568.5, currently up 3.5. May up 3.5 at 578.25. July up 3.5 at 587.5. And November 06 soybeans 598 up 3.75. The March meal at 179.70 up 130. March oil at 21.21, currently up 13. Feeder cattle for January at 112.50 up 5. February live cattle 95.97.5 down 15. And the February Lean hogs, 59.05, currently up 40. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 10,774.5. It's down 106.5 right now. Crude oil for February at 67.40 is up 57. The CRB index, 344.92, up 358. The dollar, 89.22, is down 0.10. And we look at the two-state forecast quickly here from AM 580's Mike Sola. And see a heavy snow warning in effect for most of northeastern Illinois and extreme northwestern Indiana this evening through tomorrow morning. A winter storm watch in effect for much of far northern Indiana this evening through late tonight. And a winter weather advisory in effect for west central and northwestern Illinois and a portion of northeastern Illinois this afternoon until early tomorrow morning. Our Champaign-Urbana area forecast, cloudy with a chance of light rain this morning. Occasional rain arriving during the afternoon, turning cooler. The temperature falling into the mid-40s. It's about 42 degrees right now, so maybe holding steady as the day goes on, unless we get a bump first. And we'll see rain changing to snow tonight. And we'll, of course, keep you up to date on that throughout the day here on WILL Urbana. Time to turn things over to David Inge in Focus 580.
Hi, Jay.